If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Houston Rockets snapped the Warriors' win streak 106-96, the final, as Alperen Şengün, yeah, is he the new villain, enemy number one here in Golden State? Him and Draymond going at it, he drops 19. Dylan Brooks, yeah, Dylan the villain, he has 24 in just a sloppy game, but that's what the Houston Rockets do. They play sloppy, they play tough, they play nasty at times, and the Warriors and Stephen Curry only had 3 points yesterday. Moses Moody, 3 points. Draymond Green, 2 points offensively. They just couldn't get anything started.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So overall, great week. I think a positive weekend. Here in the Bay Area, we can get to San Francisco Giants. They just can't lose. They're 8-1. They have the best record currently, win-loss record, I should say, percentage-wise, in all of Major League Baseball. So an incredible weekend for them, back-to-back sweeps. But overall, as I say good morning to Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam, and all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. Overall, positive. But last night, I think, Joe, left a sour taste in a lot of our mouths this morning.
Well, look, I think that they gave the effort level of a team that looked exhausted mentally and physically. And I'm not making excuses. I'm crediting the young Houston Rockets, who clearly are a dynamic, tall, athletic squad that was ready to play. They had this one circled on their calendar. I mean, Ime Udoka, they all take their cue from him in terms of, we're going to get in your face, we're not going to back down, and we're going to be basically unapologetic about how we play basketball.
I thought he was going to fight Steph Curry. Well, but remember, what was it, last year or the year before, Ime Udoka trying to fight LeBron James? I thought he was going to try to fight Stephen Curry. We have sound from him after the game, Joe, talking about that little interaction, by the way. We'll get to it.
You're going to step onto a floor with Benny one day, and he's going to be playing. And there are some coaches where the team completely takes over the identity of the head coach. And that is a team right there that takes on the identity, the aggressive, you know, I call it brooding. He's like brooding on the sidelines. The only way I can describe it.
Intense.
Right. I mean, he is just, and that team takes on his intensity. And Amen Thompson was spectacular, to say the least. And he is a dynamic young player. Let's get to Şengün. This guy. And I got something for Draymond, too, because I felt like this game completely flipped in the last minute and a half of the second quarter, and they were just zapped of their energy. And give the Rockets credit for understanding the assignment. Get under Draymond's skin. Şengün is a very talented player. A very talented player. But my God, he's a flop artist. And my God, does this guy whine and cry and initiate contact and flop and cry and whine and flop and cry and whine. I mean, it's right out of the Sabonis book. I mean, it really is. It's right out of the playbook of Sabonis. It's unbelievable how these Europeans, no, I'm serious, these specific European players.
Wow.
Well, No.
You're going you people early.
The specific European hoopers, the power forward center guys who want to be this physical tough guy, and yet are constantly crying for referee calls. You know, they're jostling for position on an inbound play, all right, before the ball is even inbounded. And look, Draymond gave him a woofer. Like, if you're going to give him the old man, like, basically, Şengün has got his elbow into Draymond's chest the entire time. I'm sorry, are we allowing hand checking? Is that, I thought the defense wasn't allowed to hand check, but the offense can? The offense can stick their elbow out and just chest you like that? Look, this is a problem with the league. The problem with the league is this, is that they allowed a level of physicality that got out of control midway through the second quarter, and things boiled over. And look, Draymond's activity with the referees, his interactions with the referees, his resume, how he talks to the referees, all boiled over into that call, which was a horrible call in the third quarter, and then that put him on the bench. And I know we talk about officiating, and you go, I don't want to hear about officiating. And look, 9 times out of 10, I agree with you. Yesterday, that was a resume call in the third quarter. And that was not just resume. I'm talking about like body of work over 10 years. I'm talking about body of work within that game. That call in the third quarter was because of what happened at the end of the second quarter. And whatever the hell he was doing with Fred VanVleet before halftime, it's just, I could feel the Draymond energy going from I'm playing basketball to now I'm hyper-focused on winning the bully battle. You know, which is just the game within the game within the game. It's like, dude, come on, man. We need this one. The Nuggets lost. Come on.
And that's where it felt like a missed opportunity yesterday. As the Denver Nuggets fall to the Indiana Pacers, maybe you can get some breathing room. Now, all of a sudden, you look at the Western Conference. If you wake up this morning, April 7th, 2025, the year of our Lord. It's Masters Week, by the way. And Dave Fleming's going to be joining us at 9:20 to talk not only about the San Francisco Giants, as he is the voice for the San Francisco Giants, but also Masters, get his thoughts on Houston versus Florida. By the way, talking about choke jobs, Duke and Cooper Flag and all of them. Oh, my God, just a disaster class of epic proportions this weekend. But you look at the Western Conference this morning. Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, T-Wolves. In that order, 4-7, all tied with 32 losses. The Nuggets, by the way, have lost 4 in a row. The Clippers have won 4 in a row. The T-Wolves have won 5 in a row. So that's why that one hurt so much yesterday. If you're a Warriors fan, maybe you could have jumped up to get that home court advantage. And now it feels like you're going to be playing catch up. And again, we've been talking about it. That last game next Sunday, this coming Sunday, against the Clippers, it could come down to that game, whether you have home court or whether you're going to start a playoff or a play-in series, or a one game, I know it's not a series, but a play-in situation at home instead. So there's a lot baked into this final week, and we have all that coverage, all the games right here on 95.7 The Game. We're going to be breaking it all down. Trust me. I don't remember a tighter race from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way down to the 8th spot, where all these teams are still separated by 2 games. That's insane. And for the Rockets, that was a big win for them. They've won 3 in a row now. They've beaten the Thunder. They've beaten the Red Hot Warriors. Like, that was a game for me. And I know the Warriors, probably, they looked pretty exhausted. But that kind of reminded me of, like, okay, you know, maybe I should be taking the Rockets a little bit more seriously heading forward. Especially because I know their offense isn't very good. And you got to get buckets. I mean, I know Bonte talks about it. Everyone talks about it. You got to score. It's a scoring league.
Sure.
But defense travels. And if they can muck it up against anyone, especially the Warriors, who offensively have been electric at times, against the Timberwolves, against the Grizzlies, the Lake, like, if they can have that game plan, especially against Steph Curry, Amen Thompson had a tremendous game plan for him going up against Steph. I haven't seen Steph look that flustered in quite some time. If they could do that, yeah, they could win a series here or there in the playoffs. Now, they got to show me. They're still so damn young. But I thought the same thing with Ime Udoka, who, again, was a young coach, the Boston Celtics. And what did he do a couple of years ago? Take that team that got red hot all the way to the NBA Finals, ended up losing in 6 to the Golden State Warriors, obviously. But hell of a win for them. And I'm not going to say a hell of a loss for the Warriors, because they did beat the Grizzlies. They did beat the Lakers. They did beat the Nuggets. Yes, they beat the Nuggets on Friday. We haven't really had a chance to react to that so far, and we will. And again, we want your participation. It was 888-957-9570. And by the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. All powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. Are you feeling better this morning about those 3 wins that you had against Memphis, against the Lakers, against the Nuggets? Or do you have a sour taste in your mouth after that loss to the Rockets? 888-957-9570. I think both can be true at the same time. You want to get greedy, but I'm not going to, you know, sit here and say that that loss meant nothing. It meant a lot because of the standings right now. You're all of a sudden the 6th seed. You worked so hard to get to this point, Joe, and you're just the 6th seed. That's what you have to show for it, and you're clinging to that, and you could be a play-in team by the end of the week, which sounds insane because you've been playing so well.
I hear you, but, like, it's very difficult for me to come in here and be negative today, considering Friday night might have been the win of the year. You know what I mean? Like, there's been some good ones. So the Laker game was so much fun. Obviously, the Grizzly game was so much fun. The Nuggets, you finally beat the Nuggets. And the way that game started, to go down the way that they did, I mean, would they give up 40-something in the first
44,
quarter?
44-34 after one, Denver's favorite.
And then you just go crazy in the second, crazy in the third, like, in terms of, like, just locking them down.
Yeah.
And then obviously Steph was spectacular in all of those games.
They followed up the 44-34 first quarter with a 32-16, plus 16 in the second.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were outstanding. And I just thought that everyone on the team, like, right now, quietly, Pajewski is shooting the way Jordan Poole did the year that they won the championship. I mean, this guy's been on fire.
It's not a bad call.
Pajewski has been on fire lately. I actually thought in yesterday's game, and again, I'm nitpicking here, I thought Curry was chucking some bad shots. I thought Curry needed to pass the ball around a little.
1 of 8 from beyond the arc was not his greatest offensive performance. No, did have 8 assists, so he was trying to be somewhat of a ball distributor.
Yeah, but he took bad shots.
But there were some bad shots, especially in a game like that where, where how important those possessions were in a tight, kind of, again, saw me if you heard this one, a playoff type of atmosphere that was getting nitty and gritty and getting contentious. Yeah, that was a bad shot selection.
Well, the Rockets clearly hate the Warriors, and that's fine. And Ime Udoka, like,
I think some Warriors fans hate the Rockets waking up today, too.
Here's the thing on Ime Udoka. Look, I understand that he wants to play the tough guy role. You're the coach, dude. And I don't think this is going to age well come playoff time. You've got to be cerebral when you're the coach. Like, you can't be out here chest-bumping players and walking onto the court. Basically, I mean, he was using his body to try to bully people in a condescending way. It was absolutely ridiculous. It's unbecoming of a head coach. And I'm just letting you know right now, when the Rockets get bounced in the playoffs, I'm going to laugh at them. I'm just straight up, I'm going to laugh at them. And specifically Ime Udoka. You can't physically, you know, prod your way onto the court as a head coach. You're a coach, not a player anymore. Maybe at one point you were an enforcer player, but you're not anymore. You're the head coach.
But you said it. You said it best. They take on the identity of him, and he is an enforcer on the court, on the side of the court, but they feed off that stuff. They're not going to back down. I understand. I listen. Joe. I hear you.
Joe.
I hear you.
Dan Campbell.
Rockets coming out to play.
Dan Campbell is what I would consider to be like a player's coach, and I'm going to run through. You know,
I call him Man Campbell.
Would you ever see him go onto the field like and start talking to Nick Bosa like that?
No, maybe if Bosa did something questionable, but even then, probably not.
I mean, like, what are you doing? All I'm saying is, like, Ime Udoka, you look like a clown. You do. You look like a clown when you're walking onto the court and you're talking to players the way that you do, dude. You're a head coach. Like, that's all I'm saying is, when you're in a suit and tie, or I guess in this case now they're all wearing those warm up jackets. When you're off the side, it's like, act like one. Act like you are. When you're a management, act like a manager, you know? Like, don't act like a player. That's all I'm saying. I thought it was a clown behavior, and I really did. And like, look, there's so many elements to this game. The Warriors hit the wall. I didn't think they played necessarily well. Pods is playing out of his mind right now, and that's a good thing. I thought GP2 shot really well. How about Buddy Hield? Buddy Hield did everything he could to keep the Warriors in that game.
It's frustrating. You get the Buddy Hield game, but it comes in a loss.
You know what, though? I thought Buddy played really hard in this one, and I hope that he can, you know, build on this one. There are some, like, positives to take away from this. One of the little nitpicks straight up is, hey, Jimmy, like, in a game where Steph doesn't have it going, this is kind of why we got you. We got you to kind of facilitate some of the offense here. I thought JK, over the last, let's just say, three games, JK's obsession with being a better rebounder is evident to me, and I'm really happy for him. He is really doing a great job keying in on boxing out, going up, high pointing the ball, and coming down with crucial rebounds. That is a big takeaway for the playoffs. They're going to need that version of Jonathan Kuminga. I thought he's been excellent. Some bad possessions, you know, where he turns the ball away. That's all right. I thought his offense was a little spotty at times. To me, it's the little stuff, defensive assignments and rebounding, and clearly he's taking that responsibility on.
888-957-9570. Spadoni Chaski is the morning host. We're reacting to an insane weekend for the Golden State Warriors. And just this run that they've been on, right? Like, if I were to tell you, Warriors fans, that you would go 3-1 against all the teams directly ahead of you in the Western Conference standings, I think you'd take that. Especially considering the two teams that you did beat, that you wanted to beat, you did. That's the Lakers and that's the Nuggets. Obviously, you wanted to beat the Grizzlies because of the tiebreak scenario. That being said, all of it. But the way that those teams have had ownage on you in particular, I'm talking about LeBron, I'm talking about the Lakers, I'm talking about Jokic, talking about the Nuggets, right? And both of those players played against you. And to your point, not to get lost in all this, and we'll react to that Rockets game and Draymond and Şengün, and where are the Rockets? Are they like enemy number one for you right now? Do they overtake some of these other teams in the West? Do you want to face them in the playoffs? I think a lot of Warriors fans are waking up saying, yeah, give me that smoke. Right now,
I think the Rockets want the Warriors. That's what I think.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. I see they say that, and I guess they don't know any better. And remember last year, this was Tari Eason saying, you know, the Rockets coming out to play, and then you had Draymond throwing it back in his face. Right,
the Rockets coming out to play,
and then the Rockets got played. They didn't even make the play-in scenario, and obviously we know what happened to the Warriors there. But like, I'm curious where the Warriors fans' emotions are at this morning, because I feel, everything considered, you cannot be feeling better heading into this final week of the regular season. Like, I truly believe this is a playoff/championship caliber team now. I believe that. And we're going to have the Do You Believe segment coming up next hour. And it's going to be the totality of these four games. After these four games, your belief level in this team, if they can go on a deep championship level run, 888-957-9570, after beating the Grizzlies, after beating the Lakers, and after beating the Nuggets, and then falling short yesterday, 106-96. I got to be feeling pretty damn good, Joe, considering everything. And yeah, they just looked a little exhausted yesterday.
Well, and I think also the reality is they are old. They are, yeah. Like, Jimmy Butler is a old player. He looked ridiculously unathletic in contrast to Tarese, and Jabari Smith was excellent in this game. Three-level scorer. He had a turnaround game. He hit one from deep. I thought he was really good. And the Warriors struggled to secure rebounds yesterday. Yeah. There were multiple missed free throws where the Warriors didn't secure a rebound. It led to an extra possession for the Houston Rockets, and they capitalized on it. You know, and little things. Curry finally hits a shot right before halftime. And then Draymond with a boneheaded, I mean, it is what it is, a boneheaded foul on Fred VanVleet. He could argue all he wants. It's like, what are you doing? He's not going to hit that shot. Like, you can't foul him there, and he knows better.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.